Not all the dinosaurs died whenever the colossal sandwich was purchased. Find out more at smileyfaceemoji.orsadfaceemoji. Time for some news. Marcus is a little wild and crazy today.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello, welcome one and all. It is October 25th, 2021. And that means, that's right, you guessed it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Uh-oh. Oh no. But that's all right, because we got so much news to talk about. It's going to be great. And of course, hey, I don't know if you heard, but... What?
You're listening to Anon Radio. You're listening to Anon Radio.
That's right. All right. So, it's exciting times. I'm connected through a VPN because I forgot to disconnect it when I was connecting to the stream, the Icecaster. So, if you're in comm and notice anything weird or wonky with my broadcast, please chime in. And if you're not listening, if you are listening but you're not in comm, you can join in. All you have to do is SSH over, that's right, use your computer terminal application, SSH over to sdf.org using your username. And you know what? If you don't have a username,
excuse me while I whip this out.
Then don't worry. All you got to do is SSH over as new at sdf.org, that's N-E-W at sdf.org, and from there, you just press G for go to, you type com, C-O-M, then G for go to, and then Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, boom. You'll join in with the royalty of com like X1 and Ratsu and Raleigh. And M. Stoney, shout out to you guys. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome. Stug and Claudio M. Claudio M. about to get off of work for the day. Super jelly. And Dirty Rig, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Thank you guys for tuning in. Wow, there's so much news today. We gotta get going. There's some spooky news, some good news, some sad news. Just in general, a well-rounded show, if I do say so myself.
That's correct.
All right. Let's go ahead and get started the way we pretty much always start every show, and that's
world news.
That's right, with the world news. First, more than 260 Yemeni rebels killed in Saudi-led strikes near Marib. The Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen said Sunday it had killed more than 260 Houthi rebels in the past 3 days near the strategic city of Marib. 36 military vehicles were destroyed, and more than 264 rebel fighters were killed in strikes in the past 72 hours in Al-Jaba, some 50 kilometers south of Marib, and Al-Qasara, 30 kilometers to the northwest. The Iran-backed Houthi rebels rarely comment on losses, and AFP could not independently verify the toll. The coalition has, for the past 2 weeks, reported almost daily strikes. The internationally recognized government's last bastion in oil-rich northern Yemen. So there you go. This is, oh, thanks a lot, Raleigh. Appreciate it. Hey, Edison, .me. Welcome, welcome. Yeah, so this is kind of wild. It's not a big surprise. Would you know it? The West, West and Western allies are backing, are trying to save, hold on to the oil. Big surprise. The Yemen civil war began in 2014 when the Houthis seized the capital of Sana'a, 120 kilometers west of Marib, prompting Saudi-led forces to intervene to prop up the government. Tens of thousands of people have died, and millions have been displaced in what the UN has called the world's worst humanitarian crisis. I remember a few, maybe last year, a while back, we talked about a baby that was 17 pounds or 17 kilograms when it died. It was really awful. It was like a skin and bones little baby. They had a nice photo, or a good photo of it. Anyway, sadness. Don't worry, there's other sadness in the region. Our friends at AfricaNews.com have good in-depth reporting for this, but we'll talk about the BBC's version because they provide us a really simple guide to the Sudan coup. The coup taking place in Sudan, where the prime minister and his cabinet have been arrested and the government dissolved, is the latest crisis in a turbulent period for the country. On top of political tensions, Sudan's economy has been in a deep crisis, with high inflation and shortage of food, fuel, and medicine. The coup has alarmed many international powers who have only recently been forging relations with Sudan after years of isolation. So, what's the background? Military and civilian leaders have been sharing power since August of 2019, after Sudan's long-term authoritarian president Omar al-Bashir was overthrown. The country is now supposed to be in a transition, with civilians and military leaders running the country together. But the two groups have been publicly at odds. Okay, there's at least 80 political parties in Sudan, and the factionalism plagued the Sovereign Council, where internal divisions among both the military and civilian camps push political consensus further out of reach. So, what's happening now? The head of the Sovereign Council gave a speech announcing a state of emergency and dissolving both. General Abdel Fattah Abdel Rahman Burhan also said elections will be held in July 2023. So that's not next year at any time. It's a whole year and then another half a year. Prime Minister Hamdok was reportedly detained by soldiers earlier in the day, along with several other ministers. It also appears that the state TV and radio headquarters have been taken over by the military, with internet restrictions also in place. The African Union, the UN, and the EU, as well as Arab League and the US, have expressed deep concern over this coup. Just be aware, Sudan got another coup. So there's a bunch of turmoil out there. If you want more in-depth analysis, I would tell you go to AfricaNews.com. They have a lot of stories about it. All right. Well, let's talk about some more. Let's talk about child death. What?
World news.
That's right. That's what News to Me brings to you today. So if you're upset by that, tune out, because we got a few little child death stories to talk about. First, German IS woman jailed for Yazidi girl's death in Iraq. A German Muslim convert who joined the Islamic State group in Iraq has been jailed for 10 years in Munich over the killing of a Yazidi girl she and her husband bought as a slave. Jennifer Winnisch was judged to have committed a crime against humanity, having stood by when her husband left the 5-year-old to die of thirst, chained outside in the sun. Winnisch's husband, an Iraqi jihadist, is on trial in Frankfurt. The girl died in Fallujah in 2015. Winnisch, 30, denied the charge. Her lawyer said the child's mother, Nora, was an unreliable witness, and they alleged there was no evidence the girl had actually died. Nora and the girl had been enslaved by IS along with many other Yazidi. The verdict on the husband, Taha al-Jumali, is expected next month. It is one of the first cases of an IS crime against the Yazidi community going to trial. The Yazidi, a Kurdish group from northern Iraq, were a particular target of IS brutality. So the court found Winnisch guilty of belonging to a foreign terrorist organization and of assisting attempted murder, an attempted war crime, and a crime against humanity. As a member of IS, it ruled she supported the destruction of the Yazidi religion and enslavement of the people. The judges said she'd also threatened to shoot the girl if she did not stop crying. Court spokesman Florian Glowitzky, said the court handed down a sentence of 9 years for the death of the child resulting from slavery, which it viewed as a crime against humanity, and 2 years and 6 months for membership of a terror group. This made it a total sentence of 10 years. Wenisch stood trial in Germany because of the legal principle of universal jurisdiction, which allows prosecutions for alleged war crimes, including genocide, occurring overseas. She was arrested in Turkey in 2016 and extradited to Germany, AFP News Agency's report. So, this is just disturbing news, but it's good that she's facing justice. Hey, Claudium. Hey, X1. Yeah. So, this is pretty wild. I'm not sure. This is kind of... All right. Well, don't worry. There's more sadness. In Afghanistan, a baby girl was sold for $500. Afghanistan is facing the biggest humanitarian crisis in the world, with the country seeing a sharp deterioration in the situation since the Taliban seized power in August. International funds, which propped up the country's fragile economy, have been stopped as the world debates how to deal with the Taliban regime. The United Nations has issued a stark warning that millions will die if urgent aid does not reach the country soon. And there's a video here that is from Yogita LeMay as she travels to Herat in the west of the country and witnesses firsthand the dire situation on the ground. So there's a video basically with the full story, but it's sad stuff, sad times here. I think the crime against humanity that they were upset about was that they enslaved someone. All right, well, there are more kids, more child death. We got one more for you. And then we'll have a brain cleanser. Abandoned children found living in Texas apartment. Yeah, that's in the United States. Yeah, it's in my state, in Houston, Texas. The skeletal remains of a child and three surviving siblings who appeared to have been abandoned were found inside an apartment in the Houston area. The children's mother and her boyfriend were located, questioned, and released without charges being filed, police said on Monday. The plight of the children came to light on Sunday afternoon when one of them, a 15-year-old, called the Harris County Sheriff's Office and said his 9-year-old brother had been dead for a year and the body was inside the apartment. Deputies found the teenager and two siblings, aged 10 and 7, living alone in the apartment, said Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, adding that the other child's skeletal remains were located. It appears that the remains had been there for an extended period of time, and I emphasize extended. In tweets on Monday, Gonzalez said, "It is believed the parents had not lived in the unit for several months. The mother of the children and her boyfriend were located late last night, interviewed and released. CPS, or Child Protective Services, is assisting with the children. Our investigation remains ongoing. No charges have been filed." Gonzalez said the investigation was being conducted by Sheriff's Office, Homicide, Child Abuse, and Crime Scene Units. Speaking on Sunday, Gonzalez said the children have been living in pretty deplorable conditions, which he said were very disturbing. "We definitely want some answers for the children," he said. "It appears they were caring, basically fending for each other, which is very sad. I think the older sibling was basically doing the best he could to take care of the others. And again, it appears the skeletal remains have been there for an extended period of time, so just connecting all the dots at this point, it seems that the children were in there while the body was deteriorating. The younger children appeared malnourished and had physical injuries. All three were taken to the hospital and assessed and treated. There appears to be some food, so we don't know where they were getting that food or who was leaving it." He added, "The initial information that we've gotten leads us to believe this isn't just something that's been unfolding over a period of months. It's been perhaps as long as the entire year or many, many months. So we'll tighten up that timeline. But that's why we need some answers." So this is just insane that this is going on like this. So just a wild. Let's go ahead and talk about a positive story before we get into...
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
You know it. Before we get into a song, we go to Liberia. A Liberian teen who returned $50,000 named an integrity ambassador. A 19-year-old Liberian who returned $50,000 he found to its owner has been named an integrity ambassador in the West African nation and rewarded with a monthly salary of $500. Pretty cool, right? Emmanuel Tulo, who drives a motorcycle for a living. Oh, wow. He's got a job. Living has won recognition and extensive media coverage for his principled act. One day passed when they were discussing about the money, and the woman was crying and begging the person that found the money to bring it back. And I went back to my auntie and told her that the money I gave her, they are asking for it. So he took it back to the woman. According to the teenager, he had earlier received a series of insults from friends for returning the money. However, his gesture won the heart of President George Weah, who invited Tulo and offered him a $10,000 reward for his honesty. The teenager, who aspires to be a doctor in the future, medical doctor in the future, was also offered a scholarship by President George Weah until master's level. According to the World Bank, 44% of Liberia's population lives on less than $1.90 a day. So, that's incredible. If you're living off of $2 a day, that's like 5,000 days worth of reward money, which is just intense. The story's been widely reported in Liberia, a poor nation of 5 million people that is still recovering after back-to-back civil wars from 1989 to 2003 and West Africa's 2014 to 2016 Ebola crisis, which can be, you know, it's just pretty rough, right? So that's pretty rough. We're not going to do the sad song that I wanted to do because I feel kind of heavy, even though we did have a little bit of a joy here. Let's go and see if we can get a song from... Here it is. This song, since it's Halloween, this is Mother from Danzig.
Children, not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they mean, what they say, mother. Yeah, can you keep them in the dark for life? Can you hide them from the world and the world? Oh, mother, I'm gonna take it down.
Non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access UNIX system.
That's right, 100% correct. Anon Radio is powered by SDF, and if you'd like, you can power SDF yourself. If you go over there and sign up for a new account, you'll see there are lots of different things that you can buy and consume, different resources you can purchase. If you want VoIP service, VPS, all of that stuff. There's also fun free stuff like Plan 9 Bootcamp, etc. Definitely check it out. I also want to mention that on Thursday of this week, on the 28th, we're going to be doing a call-in show, so I probably won't have the sound effects.
That's correct.
I'm going to try and get that rigged up. I did it once before whenever we were playing around with simulcasting on TubeNix, but it's going to be back and forth, so we'll find out. All right, so that'll be a we'll do a call-in show. Basically, it's going to be like it'll be on that conference line, and I'll call, you know, I'll be reading the news, and then we'll add, you know, we'll call somebody up and talk. Or we're going to try. No one's left me a voicemail yet, or I haven't got a notice of any voicemails. So I'm extension 1908 if you want to leave a voicemail, throw in your hat in as somebody that wants to talk during the show, have a little discussion about different news stories. I'm going to pull a few and talk about them. Oh, hey, Tobe, welcome, welcome. Please, don't want to forget that. Stick around at the bottom of the hour at 1930 UTC every single day is the Doobie Skulls Committee with Tobe. And, oh boy, it's an adventure. So you definitely want to stick around for that. Mentioning Monster Jam and Com, I have been to one monster truck rally in my life, and it was really cool. Lots of cool stuff. My favorite thing was there was a guy that had a jet turbine. Take it easy, Claudio M. Have a good day. Jet engine in the car, and even though I was like, I don't know, 100 yards away in the stands, when the engine was flying by, you could definitely feel the heat coming out of that thing. But it moved really quickly and had a huge flame. So, anyway, fun times. All right, well, let's go ahead and get back into it. We got a lot of news to talk about. But now, it's time to talk about... Oh, where'd it go?
Is it time for tech news?
It is time for tech news. First, Nigeria, Africa's largest economy, launched as a digital currency of eNaira. We talked about this before when they delayed it. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari launched the country's new digital eNaira currency on Monday as Africa's largest economy looked to tap into the growing popularity of virtual money and cryptocurrencies. With the eNaira, Nigeria becomes the first in sub-Saharan Africa to fully launch a digital currency and joins China and a few other countries on piloting central bank-regulated electronic tender. We've become the first country in Africa and one of the first in the world to introduce a digital currency to our citizens. Nigeria has seen booming interest in cryptocurrencies as people look for ways to avoid the weakening Naira currency and combat high costs of living and unemployment. Central bank-backed digital currencies, or CBDCs, and cryptocurrencies are both virtual money, though the CBDCs are a legal tender regulated by central bank, while cryptos are out of government control. Five countries already launched CBDCs, with another 14, including Sweden and South Korea, in the pilot stage, according to the Atlantic Council's CBDC tracking project. In West Africa, Ghana is also looking to launch its own coin soon. So this is going to be very interesting. I'm just excited about it because I think cryptocurrency is going to be pretty fun. France has successfully launched a cutting-edge military communications satellite. France has launched a state-of-the-art satellite into orbit designed to allow all of France's armed forces across the globe to communicate swiftly and securely. Paris created a Space Force Command in July 2019 amongst concerns that rival countries were heavily investing in space technology seen as a new military frontier. The satellite is designed to resist military aggression from the ground and space, as well as interference, French Air and Space Force spokesman Colonel Stéphane Spet told AFP. The Ariane 5 rocket carrying the Syracuse 4A satellite took off from Kourou in French Guiana Saturday, with the mission accomplished 38 minutes and 41 seconds after takeoff. The satellite can survey its close surroundings and move itself to escape an attack. Thanks to its state-of-the-art equipment, anti-jamming antenna, and digital transparent processor on board, Syracuse 4A will guarantee a high resistance to extreme jamming methods, launch provider Ariane eSpace wrote in its mission description. I feel like it's scary that they're militarizing space. I like it that other countries are throwing stuff into space. Yeah, it's very questionable. Yeah, Edison.me, we talked about the rise and fall of the Bitcoin over in El Salvador. It was very wild. I'm kind of excited to see how it works out when it's a bank-backed coin versus just Bitcoin. So, we'll see. Sorry, I was thirsty. Okay, so, I think this satellite news is pretty cool, even though it is kind of scary that they're militarizing space a little bit at a time. The hackers are back. Microsoft says Russian-backed hackers are now targeting its cloud services again. Microsoft said Monday the same Russia-backed hackers responsible for the 2020 SolarWinds breach continue to attack the global technology supply chain and have been relentlessly targeting cloud service companies and others since the summer. The group, which Microsoft calls Nobelium, has employed a new strategy to piggyback on the direct access that cloud service resellers have to their customers' IT systems, hoping to more easily impersonate an organization's trusted technology partner to gain access to their downstream customers. Resellers act as intermediaries between giant cloud companies and their ultimate customers, managing and customizing accounts. Fortunately, we've discovered this campaign during its early stages, and we're sharing these developments to help cloud service resellers, tech providers, and their customers take timely steps. So, very, very interesting. I just thought that was wild. This group is still back at it and is still trying its best. I guess it kind of makes sense now that it's kind of like a business. It's not, hacking is much more like a business these days than just like college kids on a school break, you know, having a go or a gas or whatever you want to call it. All right, we got one more story here for you, and then we'll get back into just kind of good old news, you know. And that's back in France. And if Publius, if you're around, I hope you chime in here. This is kind of neat. French grid, new nuclear reactors crucial for net zero path. France must build 14 new nuclear reactors alongside a surge in renewables investments by 2050 if it's to meet its carbon neutral goals at the cheapest cost and without endangering supply, the country's grid operator said in a report. It foresees a 35% jump in electricity demand to decarbonize transport and manufacturing, highlighting the challenges faced by most countries to fight global warming. The study comes as Europe is engulfed in an energy crisis that lays bare the continent's dependence on fossil fuel imports. So, the economic assessment of production costs, of flexibilities, and of network requirements render scenarios with new nuclear less expensive by 2050 and 2060. Xavier Pichazic, chairman of French grid operator Réseau de Transport d'Electricité, said. And I'm going to put that whole thing in calm because these are from languages I don't speak. Boop. Good call out, Raleigh. Indeed, some hackers groups have whole call centers. So, it looks like nuclear power is on the table for Europe to go carbon neutral. And I think if done right, nuclear power can definitely be a good solution there. All right. Well, now it's time to say, hey, we're out of time. Just in time. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. So thanks a lot for sticking around. I'm
7.